Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where your money could grow next. Today we're diving deep into Coeur Mining, ticker CDE, a precious metals player that's been lighting up the charts with massive gains lately. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. Coeur Mining has transformed itself into a leaner, more diversified gold and silver producer focused on the Americas, which gives it a real edge in a world full of geopolitical noise. With operations spanning the US, Mexico, and Canada, the company is riding higher metal prices and ramping up output from new mine additions, pushing production and cash flow to levels we haven't seen in years. Coeur Mining, headquartered in Chicago, explores and produces gold, silver, and some zinc across key sites like the Palmarejo complex in Mexico and several US operations. CEO Mitchell Krebs has steered the ship through a multi-year turnaround, emphasizing efficiency and exploration to extend mine lives. With just over 2,100 employees and a market cap now topping $11 billion at around 17.61 per share, this isn't the same struggling miner from a few years ago. Revenue has absolutely exploded. For fiscal 2025, the company brought in over $2.07 billion, nearly doubling the $1.05 billion from 2024. Breaking it down by product, gold contributed roughly $1.34 billion, while silver added another $726 million. Geographically, the U.S. accounted for about $1.17 billion, and Mexico chipped in $895 million, showing solid diversification that reduces single-site risk. Earnings tell an even stronger story. Net income soared to $586 million in 2025, with EPS hitting 0.92 compared to just $59 million and 0.15 the prior year. EBITDA more than tripled to over $1 billion, and operating income reached $751 million. That 236% profit growth projection heading into Q1 really wasn't hype. Margins expanded nicely too, with gross profit margin near 51% and net margin over 31%, reflecting better cost control and higher metal prices. Management's commentary from the recent earnings call highlights how higher output, stronger prices, and operational improvements drove the cash surge to $554 million by year-end. They stressed ongoing exploration success to extend mine life and the benefits of recent asset integration, while noting that capital spending remains disciplined to support sustainable growth without overextending. The tone was confident about maintaining momentum through 2026. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets have grown to $4.7 billion, with cash and equivalents at $554 million and very manageable debt to equity around 0.07. The current ratio sits comfortably above 5.8, giving plenty of liquidity. Free cash flow turned strongly positive at $666 million for the year, a huge swing from prior periods, and return on equity reached 16%. These numbers show a company that's finally generating real cash and deleveraging effectively. On valuation, CDE trades at a forward PE around 15 for 2026 estimates, which looks reasonable given the growth trajectory and improving margins. Price to sales is about 4.7 times trailing revenue, and the enterprise value sits near $12 billion. Compared to peers in the gold space, the stock appears cheaper on several metrics while offering production growth without the heavy geopolitical baggage some competitors carry. Analysts have a moderate buy consensus with solid upside potential if metal prices hold. Strengths include robust cash generation, production growth from new assets, and geographic diversification that shields it from single country risks. Weaknesses center on still lumpy project ramp-ups and execution risk around exploration targets. Opportunities lie in continued metal price strength and potential further efficiency gains. Threats involve volatile commodity prices and integration challenges with recent acquisitions, though management seems prepared on both fronts. Performance has been outstanding. Over the past year, shares are up over 300%, with the last 6 months adding 115%, and even the three-month stretch delivering 78%. That dwarfs the broader gold industry averages and shows strong momentum, though short-term moves could see some volatility if metal prices pull back. Wrapping up, Kerr Mining has delivered a genuine turnaround with surging production, cash flow, and earnings that position it well for continued growth in a favorable gold and silver environment. The cheaper valuation relative to peers makes it worth watching closely for long-term investors who want exposure to precious metals without the usual headaches. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before jumping in. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.